Welcome to Connie Mack Stadium in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Philadelphia Phillies. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting second. The third baseman, Al Dark. Batting third. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Walt Morin. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dale Long. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jim Marshall. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Cal Neiman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Anderson. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bob Anderson. For the Philadelphia Phillies. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Richie Ashburn. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Young. Batting third. The first baseman, Ed Bauschi. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Wally Post. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Harry Anderson. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Pancho Herrera. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Chico Fernandez. Batting eighth. The catcher, Stan Lopata. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Semprock. Pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies, Ray Semprock. And now, play ball. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks takes first base on ball four. Dark moves to second. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dark scores. Banks moves to third. It's 1-0, Cubs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Banks scores. Morin moves to second. Two outs. It's 2-0, Cubs. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is hit by the pitch. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first, with Anderson covering, for the out. Two outs. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi takes first base on ball four. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Young settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Taylor hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Post. Taylor reaches second base with a double. Anderson moves to third. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dark hits a fly ball into right field. Post settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Anderson tags and scores. Taylor tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 3-0, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Banks takes first base on ball 4. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Morin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pancho Herrera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herrera hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Long hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Anderson. Long reaches second base with a double. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Long moves to third. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 0-for-1 in the game. Neiman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Stan Lopata is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopata hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lopata for the out. One out. Ray Semprock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Semprock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 0-for-1 in the game. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Herrera fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Taylor is called out on strikes. Two outs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Dark hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-0 in the game. with two walks. Banks hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 5-0, Cubs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bauschi scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Morin for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-1 in the game. Young hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Bauschi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 0-for-1 in the game. Post is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jack Meyer now pitching. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Long takes first base on ball 4. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Marshall hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Young settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-2 in the game. Thompson hits a pop-up towards short. Fernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 0-for-2 in the game. Neiman hits a fly ball into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Anderson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Marshall. Anderson reaches second base with a double. Parncho Herrera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herrera is 0-for-1 in the game. Herrera hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Anderson moves to third. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0-for-1 in the game. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to home to get Anderson. Herrera moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Stan Lopata is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopata is 0-for-1 in the game. Lopata hits a line drive towards second. Taylor catches it and steps on second to double up Herrera. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Anderson strikes out. One out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Taylor bunts, foul, in front of the plate. Lopata settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Solly Hemus pinch hits for Jack Meyer. Solly Hemus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 0 for 2 in the game. Ashburn takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Young hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jack Sanford now pitching. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Banks hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bauschi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Morin hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Long hits a pop-up into left field, out of the reach of Anderson. Long reaches second base with a double. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Marshall takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 3 in the game. Thompson hits a line drive into left field. Anderson picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Anderson. Long scores. Marshall moves to third. Thompson moves to second. It's 6-0, Cubs. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 0 for 3 in the game. Neiman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bauschi hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 0 for 2 in the game. Post hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to first for the out. Bauschi moves to second. One out. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Anderson takes first base on ball 4. Parncho Herrera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herrera is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Herrera takes first base on ball 4. Bauschi moves to third. Anderson moves to second. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0 for 2 in the game. Fernandez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bauschi scores. Anderson scores. Herrera moves to second. It's 6-2, Cubs. Stan Lopata is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopata is 0 for 2 in the game. Lopata hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 6, and Philadelphia Phillies, 2. Goodbye from Connie Mack Stadium in Philadelphia.